Hey, greetings everybody. This is Brother Tupos, DontPerish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, I got a topic today, teaching topic, that's unlike any other. Ready? Jesus was not an illegal immigrant. Jesus was not an illegal immigrant. Yeah, let's talk about this topic. Many people on the political left, the corrupt organizations, many of them aren't even believers, but they're going to use Jesus. They're going to try to paint Jesus, they often do, as an illegal immigrant, and they're going to use him to push their corrupt agendas, trying to get more illegal immigrants in the country so they can vote for all their socialist programs. I'm not going to go political on you here. I'm just telling you what they're doing. There's actually, if you're not aware of it, a multi-million dollar advertising campaign that's going on in America. They're going to be advertising at the 2023 Super Bowl. And it's backed by a lot of evangelical groups that call themselves conservatives. Hobby Lobby, the big craft store run by a billionaire man who's a corrupt, false, evangelical, word of faith type man. They're running this ad campaign and it's called Jesus Gets Us. Jesus Gets Us. And what they're pointing to is that Jesus gets the illegal immigrants trying to get into the country. And then all the marginalized people like the LGBTQ. Yep. They throw them in there and they say, see, the way immigrants are being treated bad and discriminated against, just like blacks were discriminated against, now the LGBTQ are, and Jesus gets us, they will say. And these corrupt evangelicals and Hobby Lobby groups are spreading millions of dollars of ad campaigns. Yep, they're going to spend, I think they said $20 million around the Super Bowl time to pitch these ads. Jesus gets us. And what they're inferring is, I mentioned the LGBTQ sodomite movement. They're trying to use Jesus. I'm telling you, the flames of hell are going to be hot for people using God for such ill things. But for this audio mostly, let's talk about the illegal immigration. They're going to paint Jesus as an illegal immigrant himself. Why do we say that? Well, you know the story of Jesus when his parents had to flee Herod, and so they left and went into Egypt. And so people have always said, see, they're illegal. They were immigrants, and they infer that they were illegal and all that type of thing. I want to give you some facts on both the LGBTQ, mostly on illegal immigration. I'm going to give you some Bible facts because we're saints that are following the Most High and we keep His word. We don't follow corrupt political ways. Let me give you some facts. First fact, Apostle Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit of God, made it clear about sodomy, lesbianism. Romans 1, 26, 27. For this cause, God shall give them up unto vile affections. Even their women did exchange natural use unto that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. Yeah, the Word of God does not condone LGBT whatsoever. The Old Testament, the New Testament, people will say, well, Jesus didn't mention homosexuality. There's a lot of sins Jesus didn't mention. But the Word of God, He said we live by every word out of the mouth of God, Matthew 4:4. The Word of God is very clear. So right there, anybody promoting Jesus as getting, He gets us, the homosexual movement. No, actually, he would call it sin that you need to repent of or lose your soul. So that's what I would say about the LGBT movement and this corrupt ad campaign. Let's now focus mostly on the immigration. Romans 13, 1 through 7. What does it tell us? We're to obey the laws of the land. Let me read it to you. Romans 13, 1 through 7. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of them of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is a minister of God, an avenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore ye must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. For this cause pay ye tribute, that would be taxes, also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to their dues. Tribute to them, tribute is due. Custom to whom custom. Fear to whom fear. Honor to whom honor. Paul's saying, obey the governing authority. Now, of course, we don't obey them in sin. We obey them as long as they don't break God's law. We get that, Acts 5:29. We obey men rather than God. Or excuse me, we obey God rather than men when there are laws break God's law. But Paul is clear here, we're to obey the laws of the land. Well, what were the laws of the land? Back in Jesus' day, they said, hey, should we pay taxes to Caesar? Jesus in Luke 20:25 told him, obey Caesar, pay his taxes. In that sense, it wasn't breaking God's law to pay the taxes. So the first thing when we think about these immigrants is they are not to enter our country illegally, because we are told we should obey the governing authority as long as it's not sinful. That would be the first thing when it comes to immigration. Next, we talked about Jesus with his parents fleeing to Egypt to escape Herod. Ready? No laws were broken when he did that. There was no laws keeping him from doing that. You know, when illegals jump the American borders or any country's borders, they are breaking law. They're supposed to immigrate legal so countries can control their immigration and have order. But when they break the laws and just enter in, they steal a lot of services, they work and they don't pay taxes, there's a lot of crime. There's all kinds of reasons why it's not appropriate for them to do that. And going back to Jesus going into Egypt, that is not unlike me here in America going from Florida to Georgia, Wisconsin to Idaho, Indiana to Iowa. It's just another state. Still in the same area. So even though he left another country, no laws were broken that I know of. So this is a convoluted argument that Jesus was an immigrant or was a migrant or was possibly an illegal immigrant, that type of thing. No. No, not true whatsoever. Now, we have to be fair. God's word does say in the Old Testament to welcome strangers among you. Leviticus 19:33-35. And if the stranger sojourn with thee in your land, ye shall not vex him. But the stranger that dwell with you shall be unto you as one born among you. And thou shalt love him as thyself. For ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. You shall do no unrighteousness in judgment, in meat yard, in weight, or in measure. So God's saying, be just, be fair. But again, God didn't have any laws against this. They weren't breaking the laws of the land. Israel was being ruled by a theocracy. That was God's law. So it was appropriate to do this. In Leviticus 23, God had them leaving the corners of fields to feed the needy people and the foreigners. In Leviticus 25, he said, treat the stranger as an Israelite, right? But again, keep in mind, no formal immigration laws were in place in Israel. That would be like if you had a country, I don't know of one like this, if you had a country that said, oh, we don't care who comes in, we don't care who lives here, we don't care who works, we don't care who comes and goes and stays and leaves. Well, to go in that country and work and stay wouldn't be illegal. But I live in America. I can't even go into Canada and stay unlimited and go up there and work without visas and paperwork and passports and all kinds of documentation. You see what I'm saying here? In Jesus' day, it was totally different. Today, we have a lot of rules and a lot of man-made laws that we have to follow. So it's good to be fair and to consider someone else, not you, better than them, but it has to be legal. It doesn't mean you can do illegal immigration. We just read we're to obey the laws of God. They must, or excuse me, the laws of the land. They must be upheld, or you're going to be without order, stealing, all types of laws, all types of crimes. And we just heard that the governing authorities are put in place by God. Now, I want to be clear about something. I'm all for helping a foreigner, people, families. And I personally, I really don't care if they come here to work, they drive a car around, they want to fish without a license, all those things. If they're peaceful, if they don't commit crimes, they're not stealing, they're not hurting anyone. But guess what? The laws in this land say otherwise. I don't get my say. They got to have a driver's license. They got to have a green card, or they got to be here legally. They got to have a fishing or hunting license. All these rules we have now, it must be done legally. If we don't encourage that and we encourage them to break the law, we're lawbreakers. We're going against the word of God. We're going against the ordained authorities. You understand what I'm saying here? So I'm all for helping people, but it must be done legally. Jesus said this about helping others. Matthew 25, 32, 37, and then 39 through 46. Ready? Let me read this long scripture verse here for you. And before him shall be gathered all the nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. And then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, you gave me meat. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. When I was a stranger, you took me in. Naked, you clothed me. I was sick, you visited me. I was in prison, you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when see thee hungry or and fed thee, or thirsty, or gave thee drink, or when we saw thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall say unto them, Verily I say unto you, as much as you have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren. The big argument there is brethren. Is that fellow human or believer? I think it leans mostly towards believers, but we know we're supposed to love our neighbors as well, right? He says, You have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, you took me not in. Naked, you clothed me not. Sick, in prison, you visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw thee a hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did not to one of the least of these, you did it not unto me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. So you get that? So we're supposed to be compassionate and loving and caring for people that need food or clothing or drink, or if they're in prison. So again, I want to be clear. I'm all for, I feed every hungry person I see. I'll clothe anyone that needs clothing. If we see people in a great need, we're ready to meet it for them. But you know what? If they came here and they broke the law, the first thing I'll tell them is you got to go and you got to make it right with the law. Follow the law of the land and I'll support you all the way. Yeah, if I support them illegally, no different than supporting any other crime, any other thief, or anything else. We sin against God when we go against his word. Is that not true? Titus 3:1, ready? What does the word of God tell us? Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates. That's the people in authority. Be ready to every good work. Yeah, we got to have a balance here. We got to care about people. I get it. But we also got to keep the law of the land. Both things are in God's word. Feed people and obey the law of the land. We got to do both. We can't abandon one or the other. These corrupt political groups, the socialists, the left, even evangelicals now, they have wicked agendas. And they're using Jesus, a liberal, sin-ignoring Jesus, to push it all through. To make people say, oh, Jesus gets us. Yeah, Jesus gets us. The illegal immigrant or the sodomite or lesbian. No, that's not what the word of God says. Remember this, saints, if you're born of him. Christ said this. He said, we're salt, and he said, we're light. Matthew 5:13. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, whereof shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing, but to be cast out, and to be trodden under foot of men. We're supposed to be salt and light, saints. What does salt do? Salt preserves the truth. And what does light do? Light points the way. If we go promoting lawbreakers, if we go promoting sodomy, lesbianism, corrupt sexual perversion, we're going against our Father in heaven. We're not righteous. Remember, Jesus just said in Matthew 25, the righteous enter into eternal life. No, we can't go along with all these groups. You know, here's the big thing. Remember this. Many, many people say, well, the tides have turned. The popular opinion is against stopping illegal immigration and stopping sodomy and lesbianism. You know what? It doesn't matter. The last days are going to be full of people that go along with the wickedness. The Bible says good will become evil. Evil will become good. But I have a question. If you're born of Jesus Christ by the gospel, faith in his shed blood and his resurrection, and you are following him with all that you are, and you've repented of your sin, you come out of the culture, you come out of man-made religion, you've come out of all the false ways, and you've been born from above by the Spirit of God, and your fruit is now holiness and obedience, not following the culture or popular opinion, and you're enduring in the faith, I have a question. What is your life going to look like? Are you going to allow lawbreaking? Are you going to allow sexual perversion? Are you going to stand up and say, no, that's not the way to eternal life? Because see, the real secret here, last thought, the real point here is that we are not fighting for a kingdom on this earth. No, the kingdoms of this earth are Satan's. That's what this is all about. The Super Bowl, that's Satan's kingdom. These ads, Jesus gets us with their liberal, feminized, namby-pamby, easy-believe Jesus, sin-approving Jesus. This is Satan's world. No, we're fighting for a kingdom. We have a spiritual battle for a kingdom of this Father that we follow in heaven, of the Father that we follow. There's two kingdoms, the kingdom of God in Christ and the Father in heaven, and the kingdom of Satan. So we do not appease and we do not walk after the false ways and popular opinion. We follow Christ. We live for the kingdom to come. Yeah, we're going to be a minority of a minority of a minority. We get it. We see it out here in the streets all the time. People think we're extreme. We just believe God's word. How about you? Are you born of God? Are you obeying God's word in holiness? Are you standing up for it in your family, your town, your circles, your influence? Don't bend. Don't fold, saints. Stand strong. Hold fast to the gospel, and you will receive a reward at the end. If you cave in, you're a fearful person that will not inherit the kingdom of God per Revelation 21:8. I hope this has edified you and warned you. Jesus gets us. You know what Jesus gets? Jesus gets those who seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, Matthew 6:33, and everything else will be added unto him. That's what Jesus gets. Hey, I love you all. Till next time, go out and have a joyous day. Test yourself to the holy word of God. Go to don'tperish.com. Check out all the resources, mostly the gospel. Make sure you're born of him. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Follow Christ, not this corrupt, perverted country and the world that's growing dark. Christ is coming. Let his light shine. We love you all. May God be praised.